The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we're going to be talking rumors and the frustration of them and people making gigantic assumptions. So you can see Dior Industry here, and I don't know anything about Dior Industry. I don't know if they're like nice, if they're accurate or whatnot, but I have a problem with this specific tweet. You can see that they said Mike Dean has confirmed incorrect music was played at Kanye's listening party that caused him to leave early. What is the confirmation? Is it a quote by Mike? Is it something like that he said? No, it's just that he liked a tweet down here, and we'll get into what that tweet is. But just because Mike likes a tweet, it doesn't mean that he has confirmed information. So saying that it's a confirmation that incorrect music is played just feels to me like an irresponsible use of a platform. It looks like an attempt to drum up likes, to break some kind of news, but you're only making an assumption, and I feel like it's just irresponsible. So let's look at the tweet in question. You can see that from Justin LaBoy's tweet saying Donda will be released, the day is not over yet, last minute magic is being added. To Jabba saying, bro, Kanye wasn't on half of his own songs and 24 was horrible. Go back to the Vegas version of 24, add This Is The Glory, finish verses on like nearly every song, remove the annoying vocal sample, etc., etc. So just complaining about the Atlanta show in general in comparison to Las Vegas. And you can see that Franley here goes, I don't know, but the streets are saying he had the wrong flash drive, and that's why he was working in the back, that Kanye had the wrong flash drive before the show to at least make it presentable. The actual album to be released is the one played in Las Vegas. I guess it also explains why he was mad during it, which this was something that I heard in the aftermath of the show. What if you had the wrong flash drive? That's why we're getting, I think it mostly stemmed from the fact that We Made It, the Pop Smoke song that ended up being Tell the Vision on Pop Smoke's album, why that was included, because people just couldn't figure out, like, why would he include that? It's not his song. We didn't have any Kanye vocals on it. Is it just a mix-up? What went on? And I think that's where the flash drive came in. But the ridiculous thing about this is that Kanye got to Atlanta at least by Wednesday. There were people talking about how throughout the day on Wednesday, even in the night, Kanye was in the stadium practicing things. You could hear music and bass start thumping across the street from the stadium for people that were staying in the hotel there. You could actually hear them working on things. We knew that Kanye stayed the night in the stadium on Wednesday, which means that he was there for over 24 hours before the actual show. There's no way that he would be doing all this prep work for the show and not know that he had the wrong flash drive and not send somebody back to Vegas. A flight from Atlanta to Vegas and back to Atlanta would take, what, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours? It's just something that could be done during the day. Like anytime Wednesday, anytime Thursday morning, even Thursday afternoon, it could happen. You could even have somebody that is in Vegas go get the thumb drive and send the files over through email so they at least had the right files. There's just no way in the world that they wouldn't discover that they had the wrong flash drive and would spend the entire day just trying to make old songs sound better and presentable. It just doesn't make sense as a theory. But the reason why everybody's now saying like, oh, this is confirmed, or not everybody, the reason why Dior wrote this tweet is because Mike Dean liked this tweet. The thing about Mike, though, is that Mike is a troll. Mike has a sense of humor. Mike finds stuff like this to be amusing. So maybe it is him softly confirming it. But Mike's also liking memes about Kanye keeping Mike hostage, right? Like, he likes to have fun with fans. During the Life of Pablo era, he's going on Periscope and he is just going live to tease people as everybody's waiting for the album to drop after the Yeezy Season 3 performance. And he would just go on Periscope and like dick around and kind of laugh at people leaving the comments. And I just don't see a world in which he didn't find this funny. But the fact that you have accounts that promote themselves as like leaks and updates saying that it's confirmation just feels like a step too far, right? And just makes you wonder what else they're making assumptions about. I would not read into this until Mike himself were to say something like, oh yeah, we had the wrong thumb drive. Until then, it's just like wishful thinking kind of story or a rumor that sounds good because maybe it explains like this aspect of the show, when in reality it just probably is that Kanye wanted to test out some songs that he didn't get to test out in Vegas, hear how they played in the stadium, how they sounded in the stadium, and just have something that was more fitting for a crowd of 40,000 people than a crowd of 2,000 people. I mean, that makes way more sense than he left a flash drive in Las Vegas and couldn't go back and get it, or couldn't get anyone to send him the files. No, 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 no. So that's all that we have for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy. So then they show it to others, which goes a long way in helping us out. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. The newest episode just dropped today, and that is Bad News. If you've ever wanted to know all the themes and meanings and motifs and all of the like nitty-gritty English major stuff about a song like Bad News or any song in Kanye's discography, our podcast is the podcast for you. We co-wrote the lyrical analysis of Dissect Season 8 on Yeezus. If you've heard that and thought it was good, you'll probably enjoy our other work. But we've covered College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, almost all of 808s, Yay, Kitsy Ghost, and Jesus is King. We will be starting our season on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy next week when we finish 808s and Heartbreak. And then, of course, as soon as Donda is out, we'll start a new season on Donda, which probably would put the brakes on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But we're excited to get to the new album. So if you want to check that out, then you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts. Deezer, I guess, is becoming a big one. We'll have a link down below in the description. So until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.